Hi guys, it's Simple J. It's Sister here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping everyone is doing great and practicing our mantra of positivity in and positivity out. I keep telling you guys, the more you surround yourself and engulf yourself with positivity, the more you will see your life exponentially change for the better. If you're a first-time listener, thank you so much for streaming this little podcast. And I really appreciate the love and the support. If you're a returning listener, you guys are my family. You guys know that. And I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the support. And I'm sending you all a big virtual hug just to say thank you for writing it out with me. I truly, truly appreciate it. Today's podcast will be sort of an update. And the theme will be manifestation. So I want to give you guys an update on what's been happening since the last podcast episode I did, where I told you guys I was like having some health issues. So what happened is I now have a final diagnosis as to what I've been experiencing, which in itself is stressful, but also a blessing because at least I know what it is. It's something that can be handled with surgery, and thankfully it is not too serious whereby I need to be stressing and pulling the little hair I do have out. So that's the good part. So I am now on my road to being on the mend, and my next step is to get a consultation with a surgeon and go over the different options, basically, to see when I need to do, if I need to do surgery, and what the outlook will be in terms of the surgery. But I'll keep you guys posted in terms of my updates with my health moving forward, because you guys are family, and as family we stick together and we look out for each other and we let each other know what's happening. So it's very important. So besides from that, guys, I am not doing too badly. I'm hanging in. I'm still here, so I'm grateful for that. Any day above ground is always a good day, so that's another day for me to be grateful and thankful that I'm still around, still able to love, still able to be positive, and still able to breathe in fresh air. Well, sometimes the air isn't so fresh because, you know, if you're depending on where you live, it's either cold or, you know, rainy, or you get what I'm trying to say. It's not that great weather all the time. But the good thing is, we're still able to breathe in, inhale and exhale, and still able to live. So for that, I am thoroughly grateful and appreciative. Today's topic is manifestation. I want us to start manifesting the things we want for ourselves. So if we're going to continue this thought process or this action of being positive, we also need to reinforce or reintroduce certain things into our lives that we feel we need or require, or better yet, deserve. So in this process, we're going to start manifesting things that we deserve, things that we require, things that we deem fit for our lives moving forward. So what I want you guys to do is, on a notepad or a scratch of paper, write down things that you want for your life moving forward. And it doesn't matter what age you are. You could be your teens, you could be your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. It doesn't matter. We all try and strive to be better. We all try and strive to achieve certain things. And I want us to get out of this mindset that it's too late to ever achieve things. No, it's not. It is your life journey. You're the captain. You're the author of your story. So it is never too late to achieve things that you have in mind. So on this piece of paper, I want us to write down things that we want for our lives. whether it's a better job, whether it's a better relationship, whether it's a better relationship with family, whether it's a better relationship with the man above, God, whether it's a better relationship with yourself, because self-love is, as I always tell you guys, quite important. If you don't know how to love yourself, it's going to be hard to love someone else or give yourself completely to someone else. So let's write these things down and put them up somewhere in your room, in your office, just somewhere so you can see it. And now our process is we're going to start manifesting these things. We're going to start thinking and believing and affirming that these things are going to come into our lives and will be something that we will achieve. I would say set timetables, but life is funny in a way that even when you set timetables, it doesn't go according to plan. So let's not put timetables on it. Let's just put it on paper, put it on board, put it in your thoughts, and just simply manifest it. And we have to understand that sometimes we want things by a certain time, but that's not how life works. We'll get it, but we won't get it on the time that we want it. We'll get it on the time that it is necessary and the time that it is right for us to receive it. So moving forward, I want us to understand that manifestation is the key to everything that we need to unlock moving forward. I want us to start thinking that if we believe in ourselves and we believe that we deserve and desire all that is great in life, that it's now time to manifest that and start using the mind. The mind is a powerful thing. The mind sometimes does what we want it to do if we do it the right way. So if we start training the mind to think and believe what we want to achieve, you'll be surprised at the things that happen. So now we're going to start not only thinking positive, being positive, and practicing that mantra of always not just focusing on the negative, but focusing on the positives that life has to offer. But now we're going to start putting out in the universe what we desire, what we require, what we aspire for. A lot of people might not believe in manifestations, but I can tell you it works. It works for a lot of people. Some, they put it on paper and they pray about it and they let it go. Some, they put it on paper and they put the work in to allow it to happen. Some, they put it on paper and they constantly reaffirm in their minds that these are things they deserve. And in time, these things do happen. A lot of you might be questionable as to, does this even be something that I really want to try? Is this something even that works for me and my process? Am I even that person that believes that manifestation is for me? I would tell you, if you ask those around you, if you ask those who are in powerful positions, if you ask those who have achieved great success, they will tell you they manifested that for themselves. They believed it. They affirmed it in themselves constantly. And they achieved it. If you don't believe, then it will not happen. If you don't have the faith to think that this is something that will happen in your lifespan, then it won't. When I tell you guys to think positive, it's because I myself am practicing that. I myself am working on unlocking different levels of me where I'm understanding that remaining positive, no matter what the situation is, will not only bring you clarity, but will also keep you in a space where you will find not only that you're in peace, and nothing can upset that peace, but you will be surrounded by such good energy that you will feel motivated to do any and everything possible in life. So when I speak on manifestation, I speak on it for somebody who is a living embodiment of doing manifestation or manifesting things in her life. So I want you guys to start getting into that space, getting into that mindset of manifestation. Manifest things that you want. If you want to manifest a better job, you need to put that in your mindset and put that out there in the universe. If you want to manifest a better relationship, you have to put that in your mindset, affirm it, and put that out in the universe, and also do the work to get to a better relationship. We have to start believing in ourselves and believe that we are more than all the sums of our parts. We have to start believing that the basic does not fit us completely. We deserve top tier. We deserve upper echelon. We deserve the creme de la creme. We deserve all that is good, great, positive, ray of sunshine, effervescence in our lives. So how do we go about this? Manifesting it. Breathing that into yourself and breathing that into others. Not only can you manifest things for you, but you should manifest for others. Because in doing that, you'll be blessed tenfold. It's always when you hear the story, if you bless others, you'll be surprised the blessings you get in return. And when you're blessing others, you don't bless with the thought process of getting back, but you bless with the thought process that you're doing something to enable someone to have a better outlook at life, or maybe a better standing in life. So not just manifest for yourself, not just be stingy with the manifestations, but manifest for others that you feel might need it too. Manifest for everyone. We're in times now that, if you notice, things are going haywire left and right. So let's manifest not just for ourselves, but manifest for our neighbors. For our neighbors, not just close, but afar. For those in other countries who might need it, who might require it right now. Their idea of manifestation might be peace. Let's manifest that for them. Their idea of manifestation might be a good family. Let's manifest that for them. Their idea of manifestation might be a better environment. Let us manifest that for them. So let's spread the manifestation around. So everyone understands the power of manifestation. And I keep telling you guys, the power of the mind is something else. But the power of the tongue is even a bigger thing. When you're manifesting, don't focus on things that will keep you in a place that you don't need to be. I call it the sunken place. And you have to remember, when you manifest things and you speak it out, your tongue is a powerful tool. So what you speak should be something you believe. You understand that what you put out there via the mind and the tongue is something that represents you, and not only represents you, but is something that's going to linger out there in the space, in the universe. So let's be careful what we say in terms of our manifestations and what we think in terms of our manifestations. So I want us to do this. This is our homework. This is what I want us to start doing moving forward. Manifesting what you desire. Manifesting what you require. Manifesting what you aspire. This is very important. Let's start manifesting all the things that we need in life moving forward. Let's start focusing on the positives. Let's start retraining our minds to think about what we desire and put the work in to get that achieved. As always, loves, I truly appreciate each and every one of you for all the support. And as I always tell each and every one of you all, be you and live by your own rules. Keep manifesting, my loves.